Happy Thanksgiving and welcome to CT Real Estate Radio. Byron Lazine and Chaz Cook from the One Team at William Ravis Real Estate. Chaz, how was Turkey Day for you here on this Thanksgiving weekend?
It was awesome. So it's just the two of us this year, and we kind of do like the every other last year we went out. This year we cooked, and everything came out amazing. I was really excited for it. How about yourself?
Who cooks?
I do. Jill makes the mashed potatoes and the sweet potatoes, but I make the turkey, the mac and cheese, and the stuffing.
Never cooked once in my life on Thanksgiving. I did not start this year. Thankfully, my mom and my dad were down here, and my mom and dad handled the whole deal. So I always say to my wife, I say, hey, you know, if there's a year where my parents can't cook Thanksgiving, we're going to have to go on vacation that week. We're going to go out to eat. We're going to do it out from that point on. They do a spectacular Thanksgiving. I remember when I started dating my wife back in the early, like 2002. She used to brag about her family's Thanksgiving in Jewish City, Connecticut, in the city. And I was like, wow, this must be amazing. And the first time I went there, I was like, man, is this what regular people do for Thanksgiving? Is this the regular Thanksgiving meal? Because my parents go all out. And I mean, just the stuffing my mom makes alone takes her 4 days to make. She puts the bread on clothespins and like dries it out. She's got this whole system. Stuffing's my absolute favorite. Absolute favorite. I filled up on it the other day. So,
all right. Did you have some of that infamous clam dip though?
Of course, I had the clam dip. You know, we got the appetizer special. You know how I like the clam dip. The clam dip's unbelievable.
All right. Just making sure.
All right. Well, one thing I didn't clean up on, Chaz, was any recreational cannabis because I'm not a user. Okay, I used some Chardonnay on Thanksgiving Day, but I am not a recreational cannabis user. But some people might have partake. And home values are six figures higher in states with recreational cannabis. This was just reported by Real Estate Witch, which shows home values in states with recreational cannabis being six figures above those with states without. Over the last decade, from 2014 to 2023, home price growth for states with recreational weed has outpaced those of states without by an average of 48,983. Of course, Connecticut is now one of those states with recreational marijuana. Chaz, thoughts on this study, and let's break it down a little bit.
Well, you know, I chose this article because I just thought it was interesting. There was such a pushback, and in Connecticut especially, I haven't seen a drastic change, but the state is going to be now able to collect all that tax revenue and suddenly got to be able to help our cause. It's obviously been helping the other states that already have had it legalized for a number of years now. So, and it's just interesting with the divide still coming. I get it. It's recreational. It's marijuana. It could be considered a drug. But look what it is doing for the local economy.
Yeah, I don't know, though, if this is a direct correlation. For its first report, Real Estate Witch partnered with Leafly, the leading online marketplace information resource for cannabis consumers, where a strain of cannabis seeds with the name, I don't know, can I say this word on the radio? I mean, it is a holiday weekend. Cheetah piss? I mean, is that a word you could say? I guess you can.
Cheetah piss? I don't know.
I guess we've already said it. It has a strong 4.5 star rating, lagging just behind MAC, M-A-C, a.k.a. Miracle Alien Cookies and Gelato 42. What is going on, man? I mean, it's been a long time since I knew the names. What happened to just like Banana Kush or
just Kush?
Are these not popular anymore?
Banana
Kush or
maybe they're using some ChatGPT to come up with these names.
Maui Wowie. Recreational cannabis is legal in a little less than half of all U.S. states. 23 states, also legal in Washington, D.C. Since 2014, recreational states have seen home values increase by an average of $185,075. Also, the market has just increased, though, since 2014. But that's compared to $136,000 a So 185K to 136 in states where recreational cannabis is still illegal. So a difference of almost 50K. Seven of the 10 states with the steepest increase in home values have legalized recreational cannabis, which is still illegal in 9 of the 10 states with the smallest increases. Okay. Now, one of the places that has seen the biggest increase would be, so during this time frame, Florida's increased 228,000, which would be above the average. Like, Florida's boomed, right?
Wow.
Not oh wait, so Florida's legalized medical, okay? Florida has, I thought Florida was illegal, but no, Florida has legalized medical, but this is saying this was on recreational.
Well, they have it broken down two different ways. They have states with medicinal cannabis, average of all states without medicinal cannabis. So states with medicinal cannabis, they didn't, on the state chart, you're right, they didn't separate it in the chart down here.
Connecticut's only up 117,000, just got recreational. Massachusetts up to 244,000. They had cannabis a little bit earlier than us. Colorado, I mean, here's a number, but Colorado's very, very attractive as well. Colorado up 293,000 plus.
Look at California, 359,000.
Yeah, Texas, which is illegal for both, only 156,000 there. States with medical cannabis have also seen higher increases in home value since 2014. So if it's recreational or medical, you're seeing higher increases than those without, all right? You know, but you got some states mixed in here that are on the without category, like Kansas, Iowa. I don't care what you put in a couple of these places, you're not going to see a big jump in home values no matter what. Kentucky, okay? All right, more on this Thanksgiving weekend. Hope you are having a great holiday weekend. More on the marijuana increase, the Connecticut home values, and what's happened in the Connecticut market over the last week. When we return, you're listening to CT Real Estate Radio. Byron Lazine and Shaz Cook will be right back here on 94.9 News Now, Stimulating Talk. CT Real Estate Radio with Byron Lazine and Shaz Cook from the One Team at William Ravis Real Estate. The One Team is not just a name. We've led all sales for teams across the entire state of Connecticut for 2023 and year to date here in 2023. That's right, the most sales in the entire state of Connecticut of any team. Teams have taken over the real estate industry because it provides a higher level of service to all of our buyers, sellers, and investors. If you want to reach out to us, go to oneteamct.com. It's oneteamct.com and get more information. And also, if you need more information on getting ready for the winter with your residential tanking needs, you need to talk to Service Station Equipment. Don't be a turkey. Reach out to Dougie Braun, the Tank Man, 1-800-801-TANK, 1-800-801-TANK, for all of your residential tanking needs, whether that's removing a oil tank that you know is under the ground and doesn't belong there. You know why? Because that is not the way it's done anymore. You need to get that thing out of the ground. You need to comply with all of the legalities, the environmental cleanup. Service Station Equipment takes care of all of that for you, as well as installing a new tank where it should be located. 1-800-801-TANK, Service Station Equipment for all of your residential tanking needs. And happy Thanksgiving to everybody over at Service Station Equipment, who helps support all the small businesses across the state, as well as help support your residential tanking needs. Thank you guys very much. So we talked about last segment, Chaz, that home values are up in states with recreational cannabis. I did not partake during Thanksgiving. Haven't touched that for a long time, but doesn't mean you can't touch it. Maybe you like it. Recreational cannabis is legal in Connecticut, and home values are six figures higher in states with recreational cannabis. So interesting data that just came out last week on that. What also happened last week, those home values for recreational cannabis being up, but mortgage applications were also up last week. Mortgage applications increased 3%, Chaz, from 1 week earlier, according to Mortgage Banker Association, for the week ending November 17th. So up 3% on a seasonally adjusted basis from 1 week earlier. On an unadjusted basis, the index decreased just 0.1% compared with the previous week. The refinance index also increased 2%. So we closed out the week, the short holiday week, at just about almost just above 7.25%, which is well off of just a few weeks ago. Remember, we had Brian Skelly, William Ravis Mortgage here, talking about 8%+ mortgage rates. Now all the way down to 7%. Some are qualifying even below 7.25% in the low sevens right now. So a huge swing to the downside, a win for affordability for home buyers here in just the last couple of weeks. The hope is that that will continue. The 10-year Treasury yield broke actually under 4.4 at one point on Wednesday. And that's good news for the future of the 30-year fix that broke under 4.4 right after the FOMC released their meeting minutes from last week, month's meeting. So some good news here heading into the last week of November and the December market, Chaz.
Yeah, and actually, last week when he was on, he mentioned with a CHAFA loan, he got somebody at 6.9. Pretty impressive there.
CHAFA's doing some good loans. Brian Skelly also talked about with us here the Time to Buy. Am I saying that name right?
Time to Own.
Time to Own. Time to Own loan in Connecticut, where you can also, first-time home buyer, get a lower rate. You can get money towards the down payment. So there's actually great opportunity there. You know, if you need to get connected with Brian Skelly, want to know about that, reach out to us at oneteamct.com, oneteamct.com. In fact, one of our agents just took advantage. Two of our agents actually took advantage of that because they know about the deal inside and out. It's like, wow, Connecticut's fully funded on this deal for the next couple of years. Took advantage on personal deals. So a great opportunity to get in at a lower rate. And this winter is often the time to own because you see a seasonality to the market where you get more opportunities on the buy side. We had a whole bunch of opportunities with the one team last week, Chaz. What did we do in the market last week with the team?
Even with being a holiday week, we still brought one new listing to the market. We had 11 under contracts and 9 closings. Our new listing goes to none other than just Mary Pula, and I don't even know how to describe her. She is an unstoppable force when it comes to listings. But this week, she brought us our new listing at 8 Deerfield Road in Waterford, Connecticut. It's market for $339,900. 3 bedrooms, 1 bath, just under 1,500 square feet. This Great Neck Ranch presents an affordable opportunity to secure a solid home on a lot in a quiet, dead-end street. You are just minutes to Harkness or Waterford Beach, and with your personal touch, you can be ready for the new year at this beautiful home. So you can reach out to mary.pupla@ravis.com if you would like to tour 8 Deerfield Road in Waterford, Connecticut. Again, hit the market for $339,900, and it's just under 1,500 square feet. All right, under contracts, 11 of them in Basra, Niantic, Hamden, Newington, East Haddam, Madison, Wolcott, New Haven, Vernon, Guilford, and Groton. Closings, 9 of those bad boys. Congratulations to all of our buyers, sellers, and investors. We had closings in South Windsor, Brantford, Guilford, Vernon, Wallingford, Durham, Torrington, and Avon. So the entire state of Connecticut. And because it is the holiday weekend, we are not having any open houses, but you can still reach out to anybody at the One Team and schedule a private showing for any of our properties. If you'd like to reach out to me, I am around this weekend, chaz@oneteamct.com. Or just head over to our website, oneteamct.com, and fill out the application.
There you go. It's your One Team Rewind of the Week, oneteamct.com. Brought to you, of course, by Service Station Equipment, your residential oil tank specialist. Service Station Equipment can be found at 1-800-801-TANK. Don't be a turkey. If you know you got an oil tank in need of help, reach out to Service Station Equipment. I wonder if Dougie Braun over at Service Station dressed up as a turkey in your town of Niantic, Chaz. Did you see him wallowing around like a little turkey out on the sidewalks in Niantic?
I am actually hoping to see him this afternoon. It's a holiday stroll on Main Street in Niantic. And so keeping my eyes open later on today for a Dougie Braun sighting. And I'll, if he is in a turkey suit, I'll send you a picture.
Well, if I know Dougie Braun and there's a stroll going through downtown, he'll be there. But you may have to pop sideways off of the sidewalk into one of those watering holes and see if that turkey's posted up at the end of one of those bar stools there. Some great bars in downtown Niantic. I love the... Have you been to the new, used to be the Morton House, the hotel there on the corner of the T?
I have not yet, no. And then actually Lillian's also just sold and is in the process of going under some renovations and will be opening as a new spot as well. So we got two new spots. And
this one was done in the end of the summer. And I mean, it was probably done all summer. I went there in the end of the summer. I mean, what a beautiful job they did with that bar. And you're looking out at the water. Just, I thought it was really well done.
Oh, Five Churches.
Yeah. That's the name of it, right?
Yeah, Five Churches, yeah. By the bay. I have been there. I thought you were talking about.
You know who ate there with me one day?
Who's that?
Lee Barr and I went to Five Churches.
They do a good meal. They actually just got brunch. I haven't tried that out yet, but I was thinking of a different spot.
Yeah, that was a great spot. A lot of things always happening in Niantic. So what's going to go on with Lillian's there? Is something's happening?
So yes, it is currently under renovations right now. I was speaking to the former owner the other day, and I believe Paul Formica bought it. It's now going to turn it into a similar style of Lillian's.
So obviously Paul Formica owns Flanders, a Flanders Fish House on Flanders Fork Corner. Paul Formica has been a huge steward of Niantic and obviously a former first selectman. He's done a lot to improve East Lyme and Niantic, of course, the village, and continuing to be a small business owner there. I didn't know that. Breaking news here on 94.9.
Breaking news there. And also, right. Just want to give a quick shout out to our friends at Cafe Soul. They had to move locations, as everyone knows. They 17 days from the day they closed at the old one to the day they opened at the new one. And business has been booming. And for this time of year, that is quite the feat.
Good. I lived in that town. I used to love going down to Cafe Soul. I would do a little business meeting. Great coffee, by the way. They still have all those unique mugs, a different collection of coffee mugs there.
Absolutely. And in the new spot, they've even, upped the decor there. So they've increased the amount of seating that they have. Definitely. It's going to be great.
Awesome. Oh, well, I guess a little Niantic update there here on this holiday weekend. Hope you enjoy the stroll downtown, Chaz. Whatever town you're in this weekend, hope you're enjoying yourself and your family. We're super grateful to be able to do this show each and every Saturday, live at 11 with all of you. We're super thankful for the opportunity. Huge gratitude to Service Station Equipment, your residential tank specialist here in Connecticut. If you're not familiar with those guys, they do so much to support local businesses. Of course, they're the leader in residential tanking. They're the reason why we're able to do this show. All of you are the reason why we're able to put up the numbers and help the families and help the buyers, investors, and sellers that we're able to help each and every single year. So thank you guys, the listeners. Thank you, 94.9, for giving us this space here for almost 8+ years. Chaz, appreciate you. Appreciate what we're building here at the One Team. Hope everybody has a safe rest of their Thanksgiving holiday weekend. If you need to reach out to us, it's oneteamct.com. Totally love to help you out with that. And until next week, take care. Have a happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you then.